New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving forward with his proposal to use federal Sandy aid money to buy out property owners who no longer want to live by the waterfront. But WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports Mayor Bloomberg has yet to embrace the idea.
The $400 million that Governor Cuomo is proposing to spend on buyouts could pay for just a small fraction of the hundreds of thousands of homes damaged by Sandy. But the message is a profound one, as Cuomo outlined in his State of the State address last month.
There are some parcels that Mother Nature owns. She may only visit once every few years, but she owns the parcel.
Cuomo's proposal, if approved by Washington, would augment a similar program at the Federal Emergency Management Agency that's been on the books for 20 years. But it would be much easier for homeowners to take advantage of.
We want to run a program that will provide the funds to buy out those homeowners who don't want to rebuild.
The buyouts would be voluntary, and many people, especially on Long Island and the Rockaways, don't want to leave their neighbors, their memories, or their views. But in one section of Staten Island hit regularly by floods and wildfires, more than 100 residents have said they're ready to move. One homeowner, Joe Monti, doubted Cuomo's proposal could make him whole financially, but said it could save his life.
This is no lottery ticket. I'm losing money, and I really don't care, because my wife is alive, my children are alive. I can't say the same for the people up the block.
Staten Island officials doubt the proposal will go anywhere, however, without the approval of the Bloomberg administration. City Council member Vincent Ignizio says in meetings, city officials have been less enthusiastic than the state about letting people get bought out.
I think the city has some legitimate concerns that they don't want to, quote-unquote, abandon the waterfront.
Publicly, the mayor has said people should have the right to choose where to live. He's endorsed the idea of homes by the waterfront and portrayed his job as getting people back into them. Here he is in late November.
These places are still great places to live. We've got to get them back in their homes. We've got to get power back.
The mayor's own policies have encouraged development of waterfront areas like Williamsburg and Coney Island, while he's stressed that modern building techniques can withstand flooding much better than old ones. Last week, Bloomberg even singled out a homeowner who had repeatedly rebuilt after storms.
I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago. She and her family have a house in Breezy Point since the 30s. They've been flooded out 7 times. And they've rebuilt every time, and they're going to rebuild again.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for Mayor Bloomberg said the city is considering buyouts as one of several potential mitigation strategies, though there is no timeline for taking a position on them. Meanwhile, the federal government is expected to begin deciding how it will spend the federal Sandy aid soon. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.